And happy Sunday. You are listening to Better Living Through Show Tunes here on WORT 89.9 FM Madison. I'm your host for this week, Allison Ward, and we kicked off today's show with Circle of Life from The Lion King, or as my girls would say, my song, my movie is what it's been. This week, I've really thought a lot about film and the things that we consume, and it dawned on me that I never did a Oscar show like I've done in the past, where we celebrate the music that's nominated. Typically, I get the chance to say, this is what I want to win, this is what I think is going to win, but the Oscars have happened. And so today we're going to take a look at film. We're going to look at the music that's in the movies and just kind of the impact that that has. I've never thought about it as much as I guess I have now that my girls are watching different TV shows or, you know, different movies. We watch a lot of Disney. And listen to a lot of Disney, Moana, Encanto, The Lion King. Those are our top ones right now. But I started to think about just the movies that we've seen coming through, especially this past year. There seemed to be a lot of big hitters. And so we're going to kick off. Our next song is going to be our Oscar winner for this year, which was from the hit movie Barbie. And this is Billie Eilish singing What Was I Made For?
I don't know how to feel, but I Something I'm made for.
It's never going away.
That was A Song for My People from Killers of a Flower Moon. Before that, we heard I'm Just Ken from Barbie. And then before that, we heard It Never Went Away from American Symphony and The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot. I was so incredibly moved by seeing a drum circle on such an international stage as the Oscars and getting to hear A Song for My People. Thinking about it again, I'm just, and just picturing, even though it was what, like 2.5 minutes of this 6-minute song, it was still just so powerful to see that representation on that stage. And I think that that's one of the things that I love about film. Like, we're beginning to see representation. We're nowhere near where we need to be, but at the same time, we're getting to see these stories that are important and need to be told. I have not had the emotional strength to be able to watch Killers of a Flower Moon. But being able to take time to hear the stories surrounding the making of the film, to be able to dive into the Osage people, has been really beautiful as well. And I wanted to share this quick quote from Scott George, who wrote the song. I'm not attempting to say fully pronounce the name of the song, and I've been trying to find clips of where it's been said so that I could repeat it for you, but couldn't find one that felt right. Looking at some of the videos, comments being like, you didn't say this right. A Song for My People is meant for listeners to stand up and celebrate that we have survived and gotten this far with the help of our Creator. We're still here. Our songs make people come together to dance, feel good, even heal. I prayed the song would bring about this healing. A worldwide audience is seeing what happened to the Osage, and I hope people will learn from it. And I think that that's the power of film. Again, no matter the flaws that we see within our entertainment industry, at the end of the day, it can bring people together. It can tell stories that have not been told as we're finally getting to see those moments on stage and on this international scale. And I hope that it becomes this tool that we can wake up and that we can acknowledge some of our history and learn from it and move forward. We can't ignore some of these things anymore. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I was just so incredibly moved by this. We're going to celebrate just a few more. I think I pulled 4 different Oscar songs from the last 4 years. So last year, I also was very moved by this performance and just in awe of the stamina of these performers. But we have Natu Natu from RRR.
The 2024 Wisconsin Film Festival is coming to Madison Thursday, April 4th through Thursday, April 11th. This year's festival boasts over 140 films of all shapes and sizes, including the best cinema has to offer from all over the world and right here in Wisconsin. We've got experimental, animated, and student films, as well as documentaries, restored classics, films for kids, and more. For the first time in years, we'll be returning to both the Bartell Theater and the Barrymore Theater. Plus, we've expanded on the UW campus into Music Hall, and we are heading east to Flick's Brewhouse at the Easttown Mall. The Wisconsin Film Festival curates, promotes, and exhibits programs that showcase the art of cinema. A complete festival guide is available in the March issue of Isthmus and online, and tickets are available at wifilmfest.org. The 2024 Wisconsin Film Festival is coming to a screen near you, Thursday, April 4th through Thursday, April 11th. Helping keep local arts alive for almost 50 years, this is WORT Madison.
దూకినట్టు పోలే రమ్మ జాతరలో పోత రాజు ఊగినట్టు గిర్రు చెప్పులేసుకొని కర్ర సాము చేసినట్టు మర్రి చెట్టు నీడలోన కుర్ర గుంపు కూడినట్టు ఎర్ర జొన్న రొట్టెలోన మిరప దొక్కు కలిపినట్టు నా పాట చూడు నా పాట చూడు నా పాట చూడు నాటు 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 వీర నాటు 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 ఊర నాటు 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 పచ్చి మిరపలాగా
blood you bleed is just the blood you own. Fool me twice. Are you dead or paradise? Now you're not.
2020 Best Original Song from a Movie from the Oscars. I'm Gonna Love Me Again from Rocketman, sung by Taron Egerton and Elton John. Before that was Fight for You from Judas and the Black Messiah from 2021. 2022's winner was No Time to Die from No Time to Die by Billie Eilish. So two-time Oscar for Best Original Song. And then we heard Not to from RRR to kick off the last 4 years. Another movie that has been making waves and we got to see here in Madison, the next iteration of Beetlejuice is coming. So up next, we're going to listen to Say My Name from Beetlejuice, the musical.
You could use a buddy. Don't you want a pal? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Girl, the way I see it, your daddy should be leaving and you should stick around and kill him.
What?
Nothing. So, Lydia, don't end yourself. Defend yourself. Daddy is the one you should maim. Together we'll exterminate. Assassinate!
No!
The finer points can wait, but first you gotta say my name. Go ahead and jump, but that won't stop him. Here you got a solid plan B option. I can bring your daddy so much pain. All you gotta do is say my name. Girl, just say it three times in a row, and you won't believe how far I'll go. I'm on the bench, but coach, just put me in the game. All you gotta do is say my name.
I don't know your name.
Well, I can't say it.
How about a game of charades?
Yes, let's play it.
Two words.
Right.
Second word.
Uh-huh.
Drink.
No.
Beverage.
No.
Wine.
No.
Juice.
Yes.
Okay, first word.
Okay.
Bug.
No.
Ant.
Close, but no.
Beetle.
Yes.
Beetle juice.
Wow, I'm impressed. And all you gotta do is say my name three times. Three times in a row. It must be spoken unbroken. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Beetle juice.
Beetlejuice. Yes! Mm-hmm. Oh, this is gonna be so good!
Because
what?
You're so smart, a stand-up bro. I'll think about your offer, let you know. But I'm for my chances down below. Beetlejuice,
yes.
Beetlejuice,
yes.
Being young and feeble doesn't mean that I'm an easy mark. I put them in with piranhas, I don't need a shark. Yes, life sucks, but not that much. Okay, Beetlejuice, yeah. Beetlejuice, be a doll and spare the lecture.
I'm offering you a full-time specter. Trust me, baby.
I just met you. Really, it's a flattering offer.
Don't you wanna see Dad suffer?
I think I'd rather just jump off.
No.
I may be suicidal, but Beetlejuice, it's not as if I lost my mind.
So, playing hardball, huh? You are tougher than you look.
Just wanna make sure I know who I'm working with. Got any references?
Lydia, there you are.
Are you all right?
A-Dog, B-Town, my old pals.
You get away from her. Lydia, this is a dangerously unstable individual.
Beetlejuice is sexy.
Beetlejuice is smart.
BJ is a graduate of Juilliard. He can help. We found him on Yelp. Our troubles all landed on the day that we befriended him. Every word is the truth.
There you go, kid. Couple of 5-star reviews.
What was that?
That was possession. Any ghost could do that in less than one lesson.
Any ghost?
Pretty much. Any ghost will do, sure.
Then Beetlejuice, what do I need you for?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold up, girl. I'm your pal. They're sweet, but I'm a demon straight from hell. I know I went a little hard on myself, but we're BFFFS forever.
Lydia? What? He was already dead. And you heard what he said. Any ghost can do that possession stuff.
We don't need that demon. The three of us alone can wreck Dad's evening. Together we can make a grown man weep. Guys got a dinner date to keep.
Okay, so what's the plan?
Teach Dad a lesson. He's gonna frequently possess him. So he wants the perfect daughter. I'll lead that lamb to slaughter. Yeah.
That was Dancing Queen from Mamma Mia, which we just had a blast with here at Overture Center. I have had so much fun with you here on Better Living Through Show Tunes here on WORT 89.9 FM Madison. I hope that you have a fantastic week, and I want to leave you with another movie musical, which is also going to be coming to Overture soon, which is the Moulin Rouge. And so here is Shut Up and Raise Your Glass.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. She said you're holding back. She said,
shut up and dance with me.
This woman is my destiny. She said,
the 2024 Madison Roller Derby season is on Saturday, April 6th in the arena at the Alliant Energy Center. This month's matchups are Reservoir Dolls versus Unholy Rollers and Vixens versus Quad Squad. Doors at 5 p.m., skates hit the track at 6 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online at madisonrollerderby.org/tickets or at the door. The final home game of the 2024 Madison Roller Derby season is on Saturday, April 6th in the arena at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Supporting community nonprofits since 1975, this is WORT 89.9 FM Madison, listener-sponsored community radio.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and ResTech Services, serving area businesses, nonprofits, and multi-dwelling properties with high-speed, net-neutral internet, digital phone, and television services. On the web at restechservices.net or by phone at 608-663-3868.
Welcome to On the Horizon. I tried to play my theme music, but it did not work today. You're listening to a show of music from around the world, mostly. My name's Paul Novak. I do this with Ford Blackwell and Helena White, and sometimes other people do it, like Andrew or Gloria Hayes, etc. So I'll come back. I'll see if I can get that theme music played. I haven't done that for a while. I'm going to start off with one that's hard to describe what the song was. The Battle of Evermore, done originally by Led Zeppelin. Sort of a folk rock song. It's composed. It's not a real folk song, but it has that feel.